Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, everyone. I am doing a quick podcast this morning. It is a Saturday morning. I usually don't do one on Saturday morning, but I am here and I have a little time in hand, so I'm going to try to wrap up a 20 minutes podcast this morning. It's again, I say it's Saturday morning, so it's just going to be me. I think BA worship on Saturdays, so I won't even bother him. I'll just go ahead and do a quick something something for you all. So on the subject of unbecoming a woman that I did the last podcast on, and it was a much more of a rant than anything else. And also I am about to get ready to brand my do my branding for my business, my coaching business, which is a spiritual coaching business, igniting your dream, igniting your spiritual life. Okay, with that being said, I am still on the subject of that, on becoming a woman, because I've got some feedback in that, and people kind of like the fact that I highlighted some of the things that the broken relationships that cause women to be, not in the know the way they should be. All right, so there's a fix for it. There's a fix in your family relationship that you build with your daughters when they're young. Father, you have a role to play your daughter, and you're going to be the first man that your daughter fall in love with. Show them how they should be treated so that they can understand that when they get out in the big wide world and all these men that are out there that's going to tell them something different, they'll know that nah, that's not what it is. This is how it's supposed to be, and I won't accept less. All right, so that was on the subject of unbecoming a woman. Now, and becoming a woman is a wide scope, and there's a lot to it, but that's not where my whole head is. I know that needed to be taken care of, but that's gonna have to start in the home. It's gonna have to start with the older women in the churches, because older women in the churches nowadays, they just roll their eyes at younger people and pretend that it's not their business. Now you have to be elder. Elder meaning that you are older woman and you need to take care of the younger woman. So there's also a space in the church for older women to mentor and recognize the problem that's at hand and mentor and be the sisters, daughters, keepers of the younger women in the church. So I am starting with that, and the home, the church. School is a wider scope because really the responsibility cannot be placed on the teachers because there's no curriculum in school for that kind of thing. There should be, or if there should be. And if a teacher that feels like they have the ability to reach younger women in the schools, yes, because I mean, as like we know, I don't know what the percentages of teachers who are female, but my understanding is that most teachers are women. Most women, there's not a large percentage of male teachers in the schools from elementary school to high school level. So there's some of the areas that it can be handled. Like I said, in the school setting, it's a little different, and it might be a little difficult for the teachers to really approach it in the schools. But in the home, mamas, daddies, from a younger age, start training your daughters. And mothers, if you feel like you're not equipped to do so, then get help. Because the truth is, some second generation, third generation of people, it's a layer of people that haven't gotten the training and the ability. Just to touch on etiquette. It is a situation where there's no training in the area of etiquette. I mean, handle yourself at a dinner table, how to sit yourself down, even if you're sitting on a sofa, how to carry yourself so that you are respected because of how you handle and carry yourself. and the kind of respect that will be shown to you based on how you carry yourself. Now, etiquette is kind of something that is old-fashioned. And it's even for the men. I mean, open the door for the woman, put her on the inside when you walk, stuff like that. Lady know how to walk when you're wearing a dress, opposed to walk when you're wearing a trousers, a pants, you know, stuff like that. There need to be a teaching. I mean, there's a whole level of people who are growing up now, a generation of people who don't know the difference between a white wine glass and a red wine glass, that they don't know the difference of how to hold your utensils when you're sitting at a formal dining setting, you know, and most time they shy away from it because they really don't know how to approach it. I mean, etiquette need to be brought back in the school, or I don't know if it was ever in the schools, to be honest with you. In my understanding, I guess we had just learned it from our parent, where, you know, you cross your legs at your knee so you can, at your ankle so you can sit up straight, you know, and stuff like that. When you're sitting down, make sure your dress is folded under you so you sit on it and don't have it bundled up behind you, all that kind of stuff. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that I see young girls sitting down and they free fall from way up top into a sofa, bloof, and spread their legs. Like, it's so unladylike. Someone needs to be teaching etiquette again. It is important. It is really important because it is sad how uneducated our young women are as to etiquette and how to handle themselves in formal setting and in general, so that someone can see that difference. I mean, you know, it is so okay now for people to be lewd and loose and you know, and whatever, that no one even begin to understand that is not what the opposite sex are looking for. They're looking for this daintiness, this class, this ladylike behavior, somewhat submissiveness, you know, softness, you know, tone of voice need to be handled. It is so much, it's so wide, but I'm going to cover a lot of it in some of my podcasts. And also I'm going to be coaching in that for the people I coach, the younger women that I coach. I'm going to be coaching in that, totally coaching in that. I have a lot of experience in that area, and so I'm going to do a lot of coaching in that. We have to fix our problems ourselves, and we talk all the time about how much respect we're not getting. And if I may just clip this in here, I know it might sound off to some people, especially us as African-American women, girls. We are like, oh, we're not getting respect and all of that, but we have to take care of ourselves. We have to demand respect. In order to demand respect, you have to respect yourself first. It comes from the place of self-love and self-respect. Because if you don't respect yourself, I don't see no reason why anyone else would want to respect you. And the reason I said I'm not coaching towards men, because it's just a wide ocean that I would have to cover. And I'm hoping that there's someone who's going to try to cover that part. I am trying to incorporate my son to see if he will try to get himself into that level of coaching to men, to young men. All those dropping off of their pants down to their knees and their whole rear is hanging out. I mean, women, you need to step up to the plate and know that nobody can take you out while they're wearing their underwear. It's a reason why it's called underwear. But like I said, I am not coaching to men. My coaching style is to women and girls. So again, this blog sounds like a rant all over again. It's going to be a rant until I narrow it down into a specific group of people who are interested and who wants to pull me into specific areas so I can tighten it up a bit. All right, so I said I was going to do a 20-minute podcast, but I'm going to wrap it up at a 10-minute podcast because something pressing is waiting for me right now, and I have to kind of run. But I will leave this here, and I'll probably add to it, and probably I'll just leave it as it is and post it out. So you know where to go to find me. I'm K Positive on Facebook. It's ICHANGE and Facebook. That's my business page for my coaching. And you can always find me on Instagram at Carlin_record. And let me know. Give me your feedback, criticism, and any advice or anything that you can add. All right? Then have a good day. It's Saturday. Let it be. A freaking weekend, baby. Go to have me some fun. All right. So enjoy your weekend. Have a good one. Look out for yourself. Look out for your family and your friends. Be your sister's keeper. Cheer someone up and share something good with someone. Could be a smile. And if you don't have a smile, you don't have anything. That is easy. You don't have to buy that at the grocery store. All right. Have a good day, all. Peace out. Love you. I change. Keep positive vibe on Facebook. I change on Facebook. Those are my two business pages that I wanted to touch base with. And let me know what you think. Okay?